Just when some Japanese were beginning to think that they might have been over the worst of the radiation scare after the March quake and tsunami, authorities have been shocked to find record levels at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. North Asia correspondent Mark Willacy is 100 kilometres north of the plant. Mark Willacy, good morning. This has caught authorities by surprise.
Yes, it certainly has, Tony. This reading is extremely high. It's 10 sieverts per hour. Now, we've usually been talking in microsieverts or millisieverts. This is a much higher level of detection, and it's 10 sieverts per hour. Now, that, according to officials, would be fatal to any worker if they were exposed to that for any length of time. And it's 2.5 times the previous record radiation level that's been measured at Fukushima. So things aren't looking as rosy as some in the government have been predicting.
Now, what particular area of the plant was this taken in? And, Mark, who is exposed to these readings as it goes on?
It was taken at a ventilation shaft between reactors number 1 and 2. Now, this is quite a tall shaft. So it was detected by what they call a gamma camera. So TEPCO then sent in 3 workers to double-check this reading, and they were exposed to at least 4 millisieverts of radiation. Now, that's nothing too dramatic compared with what we've seen in the past, but they were at the base of this stack. Now, we understand that the readings could be even higher than 10 sieverts at the top of the stack. So TEPCO's still got a lot more measuring to do to try and find out an accurate reading, but what they do know is that it is a record radiation level and it could be even higher than they think.
Mark, I mentioned that you're about 100 kilometres away from the plant. How are people there reacting to news of this?
I think it's just more of the same, Tony. It is headline news this morning up here where I am, and it is causing a lot of discussion on breakfast TV programs, on the radio. But it's life as usual. This is a very heavily populated area. It's around Sendai, Ishinomaki, areas hit by the tsunami. But they're also dealing, obviously, with this radioactive fallout. And, you know, there are millions and millions of people here, and I don't think there's ever going to be a situation where those people can just pack up and leave. They've got to live with it, and they've got to learn to live with it, and that's something that they seem to be doing.
North Asia correspondent Mark Willacy, who's about 100 kilometres north of that stricken plant.